Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I guess I went live a little bit before I was expecting it there. As you can see, we're sitting in the car. We're on a mission today. Had a really great mission where we helped a young lady get into Teen Challenge. What a blessing to be able to see that. On the way there, we got her born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. How awesome is our God? And we're just on our way home, and all of a sudden said, hey, everybody on the, they're going to be looking for this program. We're not home. So are you ready? Pray this prayer with me, and we'll get started. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I don't have a lot of, because I'm burning so much battery here, I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to just jump right into this here. We're in Numbers 28 through 30, three chapters. Here we go. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel and say to them, my offering, my food for my offerings made by fire as a sweet aroma to me, you shall be careful to offer to me at their appointed time. And you shall say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord. Two male lambs in their first year, without blemish, day by day as a regular burnt offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other you shall offer in the evening. And one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with one-fourth of a hin of pressed oil. I just keep wondering, where are they getting all this stuff? Carry it all out of Egypt? Or did they find it out in the wilderness as they're wandering around? 28:6, it's a regular burnt offering, which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Its drink offering shall be one-fourth of a hin for each lamb in a holy place. You shall pour out the drink to the Lord as an offering. The other lamb you shall offer in the evening as the morning grain offering, and its drink offering you shall offer it as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Now here comes the Sabbath offerings. God's serious about his offerings. And when you and I get the revelation of it ourselves, changes every part of your life. Verse 9, on the Sabbath day, two lambs in their first year without blemish, two-tenths of an ephah, flour as a grain offering, mixed with oil with its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. And now the monthly offerings. Verse 11, at the beginnings of your month, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord, two young bulls, one ram, seven lambs in their first year without blemish, three-tenths of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, two-tenths of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with oil for the one ram, one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb, as a burnt offering of sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Verse 14, their drink offering shall be half a hin of wine for a bull, one-third of a hin for a ram, one-fourth of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering for each month throughout the months of the year. Also, one kid of the goats as a sin offering to the Lord shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. I just have to say it. and Jesus paid the price once and for all for every offering from now through the rest of time. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 16. On the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord. On the 15th day of this month is the feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. To love God how he tells them not to go to work. Take a day off. 19, you shall present an offering made by fire as a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 lambs in the first year. Be sure they are without blemish. Jesus, the lamb without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an ephah you shall offer for a bull, and 2/10 for a ram. You shall offer 1/10 of an ephah for each of the 7 lambs. Also 1 goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Remember atonement? At one minute, you've made one with God. You shall offer these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a regular burnt offering. Manner, you shall offer the food of the offering made by fire daily for 7 days as a sweet aroma to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 7th day, you shall have a holy convocation. And you shall do no holy work. I mean, customary work. You better do the holy work. Verse 26. Also, on the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new grain offering to the Lord at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. You shall present a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 lambs in their first year. With the grain offering, a fine flour with oil. 3/10 of an ephah for each bull. 2/10 for the 1 ram. 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. 1 kid of the goats to make atonement for you. Be sure they are without blemish. You shall present them with their drink offerings. Besides the regular burnt offering with its grain offering. Now, I want you to see something about this. You notice they got oil in all those offerings? Well, oil is the type of the Holy Spirit. And the grain is the type of the bread of life, Jesus. So they're offering the bread of life and the Holy Spirit every time they do it. And you and I get that in the communion service. Wow. Isn't it just amazing how the Word of God fits together? Keep going. My time, my battery's clicking. 29 verse 1, the offering of the Feast of Trumpets in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. For you, it is a day of blowing the trumpets. Tell every truck driver you know going to Washington, D.C., blow those trumpets. It's announcing God has showed up. You shall offer a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 7 lambs in their first year without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an ephah for a bull. 3/10 of an ephah for a bull. 2/10 for the ram. 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. Also, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Besides the burnt offering with its grain offering for the new moon, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering, and their drink offerings, according to their ordinance, a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Verse 29, verse 7. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a sweet aroma. One young bull, one ram, seven lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for one ram, 1/10 for each of the seven lambs. I love it. Also, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the sin offering for at one mint, the regular burnt offering with its grain and their drink offerings. Now the offerings for the Feast of Booths. You know, it seems like we've already read this all once, but God is so serious about order. He's going to say it over and over. Verse 12, on the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. You shall keep a feast to the Lord 7 days. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord. Look at this. 13 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year, they shall be without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs. Also, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering. It's a grain offering. It's a drink offering. On the seventh day, present 12 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by their number, according to their ordinance. Also, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offerings. On the third day, present 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish. Woo! I think God likes the smell of roast beef, because he sure has a lot of it. Verse 20. Nope, 21. The grain offering, the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, for the number according to the ordinance. One goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, its drink offering. On the fourth day, present 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish. I mean, these people spent their whole time just making offerings for 40 years. 26, on the fifth day, present 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, first year without blemish. Their grain offering, their drink offerings. For the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by their number, according to the also. Their ordinance. Also, 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. Verse 29, on the sixth day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance. 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the seventh day, present 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, by their number, according to their ordinance. Also, 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering. It says on the eighth day. Didn't we just do that? Am I reading this twice? On the eighth day, you shall have a sacred assembly. Oh, no. You shall do no customary work. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord. 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 lambs in their first year without blemish. And their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, for the lambs, by their number, according to their ordinance. Also, 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, its drink offering. These you shall present to the Lord at your appointed feast, besides your vowed offerings and your free will offerings, as your burnt offering and your grain offering as your drink offerings and your peace offerings. Aren't you glad that when Jesus said, "It is finished," the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, and there was no more need for any of these offerings? Woo! Glory be to God. Jesus did it all. Verse 20, 39. These you shall present to the Lord at your appointed feast besides your vowed offering and your freewill offering, as your burnt offering and your grain offering and your drink offerings and your peace offerings. So Moses told the children of Israel everything the Lord had commanded to Israel. Now, I'd like to stop and talk, but my battery is fast waning. Here we go. Men and Vows, chapter 30. Then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. If a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." Verse 3, if a woman makes a vow to the Lord and binds herself by an agreement while in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow, and the agreement by which she has bound herself, and her father holds his peace, then all her vows shall stand. And every agreement with which she has bound herself shall stand. But if her father overrules her on the day that he hears her, that none of her vows nor her agreements by which she has bound herself shall stand, and the Lord will release her because her father overruled her. This is a good thing for a dad with a teenage daughter. Because
yeah.
I did it several times with my daughter and saved her life. I just said, "Oh, no, you don't." Verse 6, and she loves me today, and she's a wonderful woman of God with three of the most amazing grandson there is. Keep reading, preacher. Verse 6, if indeed she takes a husband while bound by her vows or by a rash utterance from her lips by which she has bound herself, and her husband hears it and makes no response to her on the day that he hears, then her vows shall stand, and her agreements by which she bound herself shall stand. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Be careful what you're saying in the presence of God. Verse 8, but if her husband overrules her on that day that he hears it, he shall make void her vow which she took and what she uttered with her lips by which she bound herself, and the Lord will release her. Also, any vow of a widow or of a divorced woman by which she has bound herself shall stand against her. If she vowed in her husband's house or bound herself by agreement with an oath, and her husband heard it and made no response to her and did not overrule her, then all their vows shall stand, and every agreement by which she bound herself shall stand. But if her husband truly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatever proceeded from her lips concerning her vows or concerning the agreement binding her, it shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and the Lord will release her. Verse 13, every vow and every binding oath to afflict her soul, her husband may confirm it, or her husband may make it void. Now, if her husband makes no response whatever to her from day to day, then he confirms all her vows, all the agreements that bind her. He confirms them because he made no response to her on that day that he heard them. But if he does not make them void after he has heard them, then he shall bear her guilt. This is very interesting, isn't it? Verse 16. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and between his wife, between a father and his daughter, in her youth, in her father's house. And we have come to the end of our reading, and we made it. Now watch this. The power of life and death is in your tongue. That's Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1, right? I believe that's what that is. Or I don't know where it is. It's in the book of Proverbs. Solomon said it. I know he did. But why are you saying that? Powerful force of the use of our words is for creation and manifestation, not for conversation. Genesis 1, verse 26 through 30. 1 says, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, replenish it. Well, how was Adam supposed to do that? With his hands? He didn't even have to work. With his lips. We're made in the image of God. God said, let there be, and there was. Now, we don't create worlds. We use our words to help bring this earth and the people on it that are so wicked into submission to God by showing them who God really is in their life. So we always pray the prayer of salvation. Let's see if we can get it in before the battery goes dead. You ready? We're throwing a net, man. Pray for that young lady today to get born again. And immediately, as soon as she said, Jesus, come into my heart, pew, smile went across her face. It's a beautiful thing. Ready? I want everybody to pray this prayer because it doesn't matter who you are. Pray it again because faith, greater faith, comes by hearing and by speaking. And then you get more faith. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Ready? Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
You rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
From the top of my head. To the bottom of my feet.
Fill me.
With your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life. As a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
You did it. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. This is the crazy folks. You're now related to us. But we're some good folks. And we're kind of crazy and wild. And we do things that other people don't do. But that's because God's inside of us. You didn't get a religion. You got a relationship. You didn't get a church. You're the temple. You're the church. You got a big family. That's us. You're now part of the body of Christ. You're filled with light because Jesus is the light and he lives in you. You just invited him in. You're filled with faith because Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just came and lived inside of you. And you got all of Jesus' righteousness. He moved it in. He gave it to you. You get to use his righteousness because yours and mine will fail. And now you get to be that holy, perfect temple that God wants you to be. Romans 8:14-17 says, you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Everything that Jesus has access to right now, you have access to. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. So you oughtn't live like that. But God has really blessed you in your life because he has. My email address and website is in the notes on both Blog Talk Radio and YouTube Live. Send me an email. Say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. And I'll help you walk with God. I got a bunch. I got over 600 videos on Facebook and YouTube that can help you walk with God. I got some 20-minute ones. I got some four-hour ones. Remember the one we did? It was 5 hours. We even did one that was 8 hours. It was awesome. Anyways, I got some very good, very simple teachings that will help you under know who you're standing with in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all I got. I'm not going to have timestamps in this one tonight because my battery's going to run out, and I don't have any place where I'm at. We're at a McDonald's in Bismarck, North Dakota. Love it. It's a great life as a preacher. It's a great life as a Christian, as a believer. And you're going to want to share this with everybody. Seriously. Quit trying to reserve it and only share it with a few friends, guys. We could only be days away from Jesus returning. As stupid as Russia's being, the trumpet could blow any day now. And you got to be right with God. And so we welcome you to be a part. Share this with everybody. And I got it hooked into the link, so it's going to automatically update right now. Playlist. Send your friends the whole playlist, and it'll be a blessing to them. Well, I hope you have a great day. We're going to have a great day. And may God richly bless everything you put your hand to. And remember this, as we say every time we come here, we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow morning. Read the Word. Grady, I'll tell you again. My email address is HG for Holy Ghost. HGPreacherMan@gmail.com. Send me an email. Send me a postcard. P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. And put it in care of Samuel J. Cottle. If you got an offering that God's challenging you to send, send it on. We'll preach the gospel with it. Because that's what preachers do, is preach the gospel. And we'll reach out and touch many more souls. Until we see you again, remember this, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is with you forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name.